Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad, writer for the Viking Age zone coverage. Bring me the news and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, who is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We are also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. And however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Is there anything to talk about? I got the Travis Kelce cut this weekend. So got that going for
me. Did you ask for the fade or did you ask for the Travis Kelce?
No, I asked for a skin fade. That's what I usually get.
You just sit there and you go, "Hey, dog, I got the hottest girl in the world. Let's get the fade going." Hey, here, bro.
Tough day for that family today. All right,
cutting some slack. It is. Jason Kelce retires. He's going to make millions of dollars as a studio analyst some other thing. And
he's good though.
I
like him.
Yeah, if I were him, I would. I've heard this on the internet. He should just go around like Anthony Bourdain, but like tailgates. He just goes around with a camera crew, gets bombed out of his mind, and just parties with people. And it's a show. And we get
to has kids though. So how long can you do that?
What's that?
He also has kids. So how long can you do that?
Yeah, I suppose that he would have to try. Like, that's the thing with a studio gig. It's like he can travel. They said he could travel.
More of a set schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. And more of a set schedule and everything. I don't know. I just want to see the guy get drunk like every week.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's thoroughly entertaining. Unlike his brother, who
you love.
I'm just going to stop. I'm a huge Travis Kelce fan, as you all know. Again, I don't want the Swifties coming after me. I have nothing against Taylor Swift. This is 100% between me and Travis. Like, if we ever went, I don't know. I'm like, if we ever like went toe to toe, I'd probably, "Oh, hi, Mr. Kelce. How are you?"
So Jason Kelce is definitely going to be at WrestleMania this year then, right?
Oh, yeah. Really
retired. He's definitely going to be there.
Yeah. He's going to, he'll throw a punch or something.
In the mask, with the mask that he wore after the Super Bowl.
His mom was at the Performance Center, so of course. But anyway, let's dive into what the people really want to talk to, because we never talk about this subject. Let's talk about Kirk Cousins. We have an entire episode where we talk about our opinions and everything with Kirk Cousins.
That
was the plan. Like, we were just going to talk about it once, and then all of a sudden we would just be good with it. No, it's like. If you have a Minnesota Vikings podcast and you don't talk about Kirk Cousins, like, what are you even doing right now? You're just kind of, you're
talking out about Alexander Mattison.
Yeah. We'll talk about him later. We cover everyone in the Vikings verse here on the Viking Age podcast. Let's start by going through a quick timeline of last week, because the last time you were on the show, Adam, we were like, "Oh yeah, this should be a fun week. We're going to hear some rumors and like everything else." And like, we drank from a goddamn fire hose. Yeah. Like, it was just like stone cold coming through the Jumbotron with the beer truck. Just like, "Here's your Kirk Cousins news, assholes." Sure. Last Monday, Kirk goes out to a tennis court, posts a video of him throwing. I post Kirk Cousins offseason highlights. I got a kick out of it. Tuesday, Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah both lavished him with praise. Just completely. You know, his market doesn't look too great because Atlanta's like, well, we need a quarterback, whatever. Las Vegas is like, hey, we don't want a Band-Aid. They want a long-term solution. And then Mike Florio has this conversation with Kevin O'Connell like, hey, maybe the market's not as good as Kirk Cousins think. Wrong. Right? You underestimate the head of the negotiating table if you thought Kirk Cousins' market was going to be, you know, dried up, because the Falcons give an ultimatum to their general manager to get it done on Friday, and that Kirk Cousins is their top priority. And Kevin O'Connell goes on the NFL scouting broadcast on Saturday looking like someone shot his dog. I know Kirk is going to go through a full process. He's a process guy, and hopefully we continue to be a strong part in that process as we figure out a way to keep him a Minnesota Viking. The combine gave everybody else an opportunity, whether they're supposed to be or not, to maybe have some conversations. Did he just accuse everybody of tampering?
Yeah, but that would be, you know, throwing stones in a glass house.
The Vikings would never talk to him. I am sure
that's not how they got Kirk Cousins.
Free agents were on Monday. Like, the Vikings are going to do this the right way, and they will not announce the signing within the first 15 minutes of the tampering window. I'm sure that some of these deals just come together very quickly. They just call the agent and be like, would you like to be a member of the Yes, I would.
Oh, how Josh much? Allison, come on now.
How much would you like? Well, we actually have a full contract structure here. And, you know, everything's all worked out just by coincidence. Okay, so I'm talking too much, but let's get to Sunday. Vikings are connected to Baker Mayfield and Justin Fields. Cousins is connected with Atlanta and even Washington at this point. Vegas has a little bit of whispers. A report from Dan Graziano comes out saying the Vikings have their limits to bringing Cousins back. And hell, if I miss some stuff, who knows? I'm going to give a shout out to Sting here by saying this, because the only thing certain about Kirk Cousins right now is that nothing is for certain. We have no idea where he's going to play football next year. So what do you make of all this Kirk Cousins news?
Well, in the words of Sting, it's showtime. So this is where Kirk Cousins shines the brightest. I think I heard today if he gets, like, I don't know, 60 or 70 million guaranteed, he'll be like among the five highest paid NFL players ever. Which is incredible considering the amount of, or the lack of, playoff success he's had throughout his career. But I think Denver has also been mentioned, especially with Russell Wilson just getting released. And even the Patriots have been thrown out there by somebody too as well. I can't remember who, but I've seen those thrown. Basically, any team that needs a quarterback is, you know, gonna either give Kirk Cousins a call and see what he's looking for and then continue the negotiation, or they're gonna be like, we're good. I'm not surprised by any of this. I think a lot of people underestimated, especially the new people with the Vikings. I guess you could call Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah kind of new. They kind of underestimated what Kirk Cousins has done throughout his entire career, which is try and get the most money possible in all of his contracts and make sure most of it is fully guaranteed, which is what he's doing right now. And the Vikings have decided we don't want to do that anymore. And I think Kevin O'Connell, I don't know if he's okay with it. I wrote about today about how I think Albert Breer mentioned that the coaching staff especially is a group that wants Kirk Cousins back with the Vikings, which makes me think like there's a little bit of a divide between the front office and the coaching staff, which is what happened when the Vikings first signed Kirk Cousins. And that was just the beginning of the end for Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. So hopefully the same doesn't happen with the Vikings now, but it just seems like there's a little bit of a disagreement between Kevin O'Connell and what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah wants to do, because it seems like Kwesi's put his foot down, set a line, not going to cross it for Kirk Cousins. If he gets a better offer somewhere else, you know, it is what it is. If not, we're ready to bring him back. Sounds like he's probably going to get a better offer somewhere else, whether it's with Atlanta or Washington, who has a ton of cap space. So I think Kevin O'Connell kind of realized probably on Friday or Saturday, he might not be coming back. Like, I thought we were buddies. Like, I thought that we were going to come back, and, you know, our families were going to hang out and have dinner parties and stuff, and we're just going to continue and run it back. And he's like, is it the Shaq meme or something else? It's like, I wasn't familiar with the your
yeah,
kind
I
of
wasn't
work
familiar with your game. Yeah,
I don't think Kevin O'Connell was familiar with Kirk Cousins' negotiating game, because it's not like anything anyone really has experienced before. Like, this is his Super Bowl. So I don't think me or you are surprised with him, you know, trying to get the most money as possible. But it sounds like maybe some of the Vikings, especially Kevin O'Connell, were a little bit caught off guard.
Yeah, I wrote a story at Zone Coverage called, here's another wrestling reference for you. Just when you think you have all the answers, Kirk Cousins changes the questions, because we've kind of been this like thing for a full year when it comes to Cousins, like, oh yeah, he's definitely coming back, or yeah, he's definitely leaving. Oh, now that they can't bring him back with a torn Achilles and all that kind of stuff. I think he's making the Vikings pay for not signing him when they had the chance last year, because in his mind, I mean, this is talked about by other podcasts, but I mean, Kirk Cousins always has a constant chip on his shoulder, whether it's like the Washington negotiations, not getting the full contract there, whether it's like Minnesota with Mike Zimmer. Like, that dude, he seems like the nicest guy. I would love to have him as a neighbor, but like, if you shaft him in a business move, he is as cutthroat as it comes. Like, the Vikings basically, like, in his mind, he's probably like, I'm taking less money. I just want a couple more guarantees. I want to make sure I'm here. Like, all this, and he probably thinks this is a fair deal. And the Vikings are sitting there going like, well, dude, you're getting older. Like, we need to keep turning the page here so we can.
He's a pocket passer, though.
Right. Well, that's what he will tell you. But Dan Marino, like, look at Dan Marino tore his Achilles, and yeah, his numbers were fine, but he didn't have the same zip on his throw. You generate a lot of power.
He was like a statue in the pocket after that.
You generate a lot of power face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is almost like the revenge tour. Like, you know, Kirk's, I've used this before, Kirk's on the bar in his little red dress dancing around. And so, you know, you got GMs at the back of the bar just sipping, just like staring at him, just like, hey, when do I make my move? When do I do this? When do I not? I don't know. It just seems like Kirk is on his, like, he's having his moment. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it was interesting to start the week, and it seemed like Justin Fields had a lot of the attention, and Kirk Cousins was, you know, yeah, I'll probably go back to the Vikings or whatever. And then, like, as the week went on, it was like, I feel like Mike McCartney might have talked to some people, or Kirk Cousins might have talked to some people, have been like, no. Hey, we are ready to go, ready to roll. Look at this Achilles. Look at my videos. We're ready to go. I'm going to come to your team and put up a bunch of stats. I don't know about the playoffs, but who cares? I'm going to make I'm going to take the shirt off, give you the chains. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do some endorsements. Like, it's going to be a good time. Because right now, Justin Fields, like, before, it seemed like Kirk Cousins was waiting to see where Justin Fields would go. And now it feels like Justin Fields' camp and the Bears are waiting to see where Kirk Cousins goes. It's just interesting how that flip-flopped. And I don't believe for a second, side note, that Justin Fields is going to go to the Vikings. That would be insane. Like, that would not help anybody, whether it's the Bears or the Vikings. But yeah, Kirk Cousins, I think it was Peter Schrager I listened to this morning. He said a lot of things this morning. But the important thing that he said was that he went into the combine last week being like, oh, like, there's no way the Vikings are going to let Kirk Cousins go and, you know, sign with another team. And then he returned today and said on Good Morning Football that he's much less confident that Kirk Cousins is going to be with the Vikings next season, which I think is something that shouldn't be ignored, because Peter Schrager is one who's kind of beated the drum. Him and Kyle Brandt have kind of beated the drum for Kirk Cousins a lot over the years. So that's not something to just be like, oh, he's saying that on NFL Network. No. Also, NFL Network is aired in every locker room facility in the NFL. So these guys aren't just going to say stuff just to get attention. They're mostly telling the truth. So I thought that was interesting that Schrager said he's feeling less confident that Kirk Cousins will be back next year.
That was quite the conversation for many reasons, because he mentioned that Kirk Cousins was on his way to winning Offensive Player of the Year when he got hurt. Again, friendly reminder, they were 4-4 after he tore.
Tyreek Hill still exists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tyreek Hill. Who did he win it this year?
I don't even know.
So it was
McCaffrey won it.
Yeah. The guy scoring touchdowns every game, but no, Kirko leading them back and his team being 4-4. Okay, man. Like, I don't know. They're probably, and again, they are, hell, I'll say it, they're friends of Kirk Cousins. Yeah. Like, we've seen whole bunch of Kyle Brandt thing of him drinking it. Yeah, Kirk Cousins is the ultimate dad quarterback. He's my favorite out there. And, you know, Peter Schrager, again, plugged in. He's a reporter, you know, not like a Kirk Cousins fanboy. But I mean, you know, he's pretty adamant. Like, they were sitting there just like, what are the Vikings going to do if they let Kirk go? Are you going to start Jaren Hall? No.
No, like, they're not.
Are you hanging out with that dark corner of Vikings Twitter? Like, what are you doing here? Like, here's my question for you. Okay, so the Vikings probably look at Kirk as, like, option 1A because they've been talking. I mean, again, to quote another wrestling reference, you don't throw rocks at a man with a machine gun. In this case, the machine gun is their hopes of competing in 2024. So Kirk Cousins is their top option. And they've basically said it, like, we think we're the best situation for you. You're not going to find a better deal on the market. And Kirk said, hold my wine cooler or White Claw or whatever he drinks. Hold my glass of milk, please. Yes. Like, are the Vikings the best option for Kirk Cousins? Because I don't think they are.
No, not the situation they're in right now. I think I saw something today where the Vikings, like, a big thing going into this offseason is trying to make sure they have, I think, over $100 million cap space next offseason so they can spend that and build their team. So I think this season is really one where, you know, maybe for the first time, they'll still try and be competitive. Obviously, Kevin O'Connell's going to get this team together, and maybe they do, you know, make a playoff run or whatever. But the main goal is to get yourself ready to really, really be competitive in 2025. And I don't think investing, you know, 60 or 70 in fully guaranteed money in a 36-year-old quarterback coming off torn Achilles is probably the best plan for that. And I think Kwesi's realized that. And I think Kevin O'Connell has reluctantly realized that. I think their objective is to be good. Okay. This year, like, that being good in 2024 is not the main goal. Being good beyond that is what they're focus seems to be on, which is what you want, because 2024 there's not a lot going on for them. They got to pay Justin Jefferson, you know, they got to add a bunch of people to their defense, they're gonna have to pay Darisaw, they got to find new running back. Like, they're just not in a position. I feel like people keep saying, like, oh, how are the Falcons in a better position than the Vikings? Have you look at their roster? They got young guys that are on rookie contracts, they got a good offensive line, a good defense. You know, I would say Raheem Morris is probably an upgrade over Arthur Smith. That's not really hard to do. They're going to have an offense that Kirk Cousins is familiar with. He's going to be in an actual hometown, not Minnesota, which is being referred to as his hometown for some reason, even though he lives there for maybe half the year.
Can I bring something up now that you mentioned that? Because something's been irking me and I need to get it off my chest. Okay. The whole quote about hometown. So, like, end of the season, he's cleaning out his locker and, like, somebody asked him about it. I think it was Kevin Seifert asked him, would you take a hometown discount? Mm-hmm. And Kirk gave this whole answer and everybody took it in, like, see, he's going to take a hometown discount. Those words never came out of his lips. Mm-hmm. Go look at the transcript. He never said hometown discount. He said it's about the dollar, not about the dollars. It's what they represent. And some people somehow get less money because he's going to, the next words out of his mouth was structure is important. Dude wants guarantees. He wants to know he's going to be in Minnesota for 2 or 3 years, which probably means fully guaranteed ironclad contract for at least 2 years, maybe 3. So everybody going, oh, hometown, it had nothing to do with his hometown or any of that. Dude wants his finances, like, secure. And yeah, I don't know. Everybody just kind of went on the internet and they were like, hometown discount, yay, Kirk Cousins. No, that's not what he said, but I digress.
Well, you kind of see the reaction now of, like, people who thought that and are just realizing now. You see him online, like, if he signs with the Falcons, then it was never about winning. It was all about money. And it's like, where have you been? Like, it's always about money.
Meme, right?
Yeah.
Like, like, the guy's looking at the Earth and the astronaut's got a gun. Like, it always.
It's the Nick Young meme with all the question marks. Like, but like is that that's the name, right? Yeah, Nick Young.
I think so.
But like, yeah, like, it's always been about the money until he proves otherwise, until he takes a discount, which he's not going to do because, one, like, the NFLPA, that's like a big, they don't want players to do that. They don't want you to take, they don't want Kirk to be like, oh, I'll take 25 or 20 million to help you guys out with this. They don't want you to, they want players to get as much money as possible. Or else, you know, owners are going to take advantage of that and be like, oh, Kirk Cousins, he took 25. I'm only going to offer you, you know, throw out a quarterback.
Russell Matthew Wilson. Stafford. Probably a bad example. Well,
Matthew Stafford, like, wow, I'm only going to give you $30 million. So it's like, we're not going to go backwards here.
Kirk Cousins cares about winning. Do you care about winning? You want to take a pay cut? Or
winning in the bank account. But yeah, like, it's just funny how people are like, oh, I can't believe it's all about the bank account. Like, that's all he cares about. It's like, yeah, yep, you got it.
And that's where we are with Kirk Cousins. And because it's all about the dollars, also about what they're, but it's about the dollars too. The Vikings have been looking a lot at the rookies at the NFL scouting combine, and whoo, they were front and center in that shit. The Vikings heavily scouted some of the quarterbacks at the combine. JJ McCarthy was one of the biggest names attached with the Vikings during the week, because he went up there and basically told, here we go again, we're tipping our hand. But JJ McCarthy ran to the podium and said, everything they want out of a quarterback aligns with what I want. Just being able to get on the board with them and go through their plays was something really special. McCarthy also said Justin Jefferson was the number one receiver he wanted to throw to the most. Everybody said that. Like, I don't know, it just was clickier.
When Stevie Wonder said that too.
Yeah, exactly. You and I actually said we would like to throw to Justin Jefferson. Yeah. Maybe you want to pay the guy. I don't know. Like, when every quarterback
it's coming in the summertime. I keep seeing people like, oh, he's going to sign. We got to sign him now. It's coming in the summertime after June 1st when all the cap stuff, you know, switches to next year and they can lower stuff for next year so they can take advantage of this year and next year. That's when it's going to happen.
But what if the Chiefs offered a second round pick and a fourth round pick? Kadarius Toney for Justin Jefferson. Yeah, got to get Mahomes and Justin Jefferson on the same team. Like,
yeah, gotta get
think
that.
About it.
Gotta get it. Second round pick.
100% sarcasm, by the way, before anybody goes and like, these guys are dumb. They'd say that. No. I'm 100% joking. Yeah. But anyway, the Vikings also met with Michael Penix Jr., whose medicals came back clean at the combine, which is important because he's had significant shoulders to both knees and both shoulders. But he said it was great. I felt like that's a good organization over there, and they showed a lot of good things. And oh, by the way, the Vikings hired Josh McCown as their quarterback coach, coached Drake May in high school. So they would also have to pay out the ass to go get him, but that's another thing. What do you make about the options and the draft class for the Vikings at quarterback?
They're definitely drafting a quarterback within the first probably two rounds. I think you can probably put a good amount of money on that. I think that might be part of the reason why there is a holdup with Kirk Cousins, because he's like, hey, I want to come back, but why do you need to get like a top quarterback right now if I'm coming back? And they're like, well, we want to build for the future. And it's like, well, I don't really care.
I am your future. Yes.
So I think that's part of the holdup too. But JJ McCarthy, I think after the combine, I've seen, you know, teams like the Giants being interested in McCarthy now, who I think they have the sixth pick. So if the Vikings want to, even if they want to get McCarthy, they'd have to trade up to like three or four probably to get him. I saw they're interested in Jaden Daniels too. Obviously, they're interested in Drake May with Josh McCown. I think they met with Caleb Williams, but everyone assumes he's just going to go first anyways, whether it's for the Bears or somebody else. But I talked to you, I don't know if it was yesterday or Saturday or something, about how I think the Vikings might trade up to the second pick and get Drake May, because they just signed Josh McCown, who coached him in high school. May was raving about meeting with McCown and O'Connell and his, whenever he answered questions about that. Saying how he could talk to McCown forever or whatever, just talk about football like all the time. So that seems like a good connection to have there. I think Adam Peters, the current, the new Commanders GM, worked with Kwesi when the two were with the 49ers together. So there's that connection too. And I believe I saw someone said today that, or no, that was the Falcons. Well, somebody in the Falcons offices used to work with Washington when Kirk was there. So that's a Kirk connection. But there are connections to make there. And then, you know, I've seen the Commanders kind of just like cutting people left and right, like to kind of just like cut salary. And usually you don't do that if you're getting ready to just compete right away again. Maybe they are, but I think they're probably 1 or 2 years away from doing that. So maybe they're looking to stack up some picks and build more for the future rather than add a quarterback who, you know, they've got some good receivers over there with who's the guy? Scary Terry. What's his face?
Dotson?
In Washington.
And Jahan Dotson. Is that
Dotson? Yeah, you're right. No, but the other guy, I can't remember his name right now, but he's a veteran. He already signed like a new deal. So I can't remember. He went to Ohio State. You don't know who I'm talking about?
Scary Terry went to Ohio State.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Terry McLaurin.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, you're thinking of the same. I thought you were talking about another guy team.
No.
And I was like,
no. Okay. So there's some weapons there, but like it's not the greatest environment for a rookie quarterback to come in and kind of just play right away. So I don't know. I think the Vikings, this is the year to make a big splash like that. And Kwesi seems like someone who he's been aggressive in the past with trades. So like a move like that wouldn't surprise me. So I think that's something maybe they could do. Otherwise, you know, trade with pick number 4 with what, the Cardinals or the Chargers. Is the Chargers at 5? Chargers at 5.
Chargers are 5th. Yes.
Yeah. 5 is probably as low as I would go if the Vikings are going to trade up for
quarterback. I think you need to jump the Giants if you think so. If you want to trade up for a quarterback because the Giants are going to try and find a Daniel Jones successor, because turns out it was just Ant Donatel. It wasn't Daniel Jones making a star turn in the playoffs a couple years ago. You know, here's the number one thing that I kind of took out of the combine. I don't think JJ McCarthy is getting out of the top 10.
No,
I really don't. And I mean, we've had this happen before. Like, you know, mock drafts are dumb. Like, I, by the way, go read mine at the Viking Age, because I totally wrote a 7-round mock draft this weekend. But I mean, like, I used to get upset because Mike Mayock would only do one mock draft. I'm like, why are you doing one mock draft night before the draft? That's like cheating. Why don't you like,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why don't you try and stamp your flag? And I get it now, because so much stuff happens between the end of the season and that mock draft. It is completely pointless to put it out. But people like revenue, people like clicks, people like all that stuff. So we're just create mock draft 75.0. This is Mel Kiper's latest mock. He's shuffling some guys up right now. No trades, zero trades. This time we're going to say Kirk Cousins stays. This time we're going to say Kirk Cousins leaves. I can't stand it. And I mean, I read them. I read them. But I mean, they're never right. They're never like, you know, you're watching the draft. You're like, oh, that didn't happen. Yeah, because you don't know what the hell's going on. You don't know what's going on in a front office. Even if you're sitting in your basement watching tape until your eyes bleed like Mike Zimmer, you have no idea what a team wants in their scheme. Offense, defense, special teams, it doesn't matter. So I see these mocks and they're like, JJ McCarthy at 12 to the Broncos. That's what everybody's doing. It's like, nah, that dude's going higher than you think, because a lot of people were impressed by his makeup. And I think a lot of people too on Vikings Twitter just have made up their mind. They do not want JJ McCarthy as their quarterback because of the whole way he was used at Michigan, because he meditates. I mean, John Henderson used to get slapped in the fucking face by some small guy over and over again until he decided, exactly, all right, I'm good. Yeah, like, go look it up if you're, like, younger and have no idea what I'm talking about.
Jaguar.
This small little guy would, like, slap him, and he's like, is that all you got? And he'd just slap the shit out of him again, and he'd, like, go onto the field and try and kill someone.
Giant Jaguars defensive lineman.
Yeah, like, the big. It's actually hilarious to go see it, because he's, like, just running onto the field screaming just F-bombs and stuff.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Just adrenaline. Yeah.
there was definitely adrenaline in his soul. You know, is McCarthy the best fit for the Vikings, or like, I kind of just asked you that question, but I don't know if we're looking at best fit, it might be Michael Penix. Well, just from a concept standpoint, like, you need a lot of pieces defensively on this team. And then you need like more things, like you need to build depth and stuff. And like at 11, you have Dallas Turner, you have Jared Verse, you have Quinyon Mitchell, the corner from Toledo. You have another corner from Alabama whose name is escaping me right now. Like, there are a ton of guys that if you just stay there at 11, could say, okay, let's trade down once. We'll get some more capital. And then at the end of the first round, we could trade up. Penix is 24. He's got a big arm. I'm not a fan of his, but I could see the Vikings just being like, competitive rebuild. What if we built the infrastructure around a 24-year-old quarterback with two bad knees?
Like, yeah, I just think his knee is going to just spontaneously combust as soon as he steps in US Bank Stadium. I don't want to take that risk. Even if he's still around the third round and you still haven't picked a quarterback, like, no, I don't. And I think the Vikings are going to focus on improving their defense through free agency. I think they probably think they already have a pretty good offense in terms of weapons. They got Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Hockenson when he comes back. The offensive line's still pretty good. Ty Chandler's the running back one right now. They can sign someone cheap or draft somebody for that. So, like, offensively, I think they're probably going to use the draft for the offense, go quarterback and somebody else. But defensively, I think they're probably going to look to add some veterans, maybe some guys who actually played in Brian Flores' scheme before, because there's a bunch of guys in free agency this year that do have experience in the system. So I think that could kind of be their train of thought.
Now, here's my question if Kirk Cousins leaves, because we kind of just glossed over this, but they were connected to Baker Mayfield. We're just going to dismiss the Justin Fields stuff because I would be shocked if that happened. And if they did it, it would be some astronomical cost where I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
And knowing the Bears, it would like just fall back in their face. And it would be good for the Vikings if this happened, but Justin Fields would turn out to do really well with Kevin O'Connell and the Bears would just get beat by him every year, which they don't want to happen.
Or Justin Fields would set foot on US Bank Stadium and his knee would automatically
explode. Does he have knee problems too?
I don't think so, but he probably will.
He just gets hurt a lot because he runs a lot.
Yeah. Just maybe that's a solution at running back. It's like, hey, we traded for you, but guess what we're going to do?
That's a good idea. Get a running quarterback. Add another blocking tight end while you're at it, and then pass 35 times a game.
It's like NCAA 14 where you have the athlete and you just say, he's got a 92 arm and like 68 accuracy. Well, I'll just put that dude at running back and just do some trick plays or something. Yeah. So I mean, the veteran options. Like, you interested in Baker Mayfield or Russell Wilson was just released today? I don't know. Do any of those options really intrigue you as we're kind of getting closer here to free agency?
No, I think I think either of those guys, I know Baker Mayfield played well last year, but I think signing either of those guys is a step backwards rather than forwards. Russell Wilson's not going to sign with a team probably where he's not going to be a starter. Or at least compete to be the starter, which could be the Vikings. But what did he just say? He wants to win two more Super Bowls in 5 years. He also said he wants to go back to the Broncos, and obviously that's not him. But I feel like a team like the Steelers would probably be better off with someone like Russell Wilson, even the Raiders, somebody like that. And Baker Mayfield, why are you going to move on from Cousins if you don't want to pay him and then go pay Baker Mayfield, who's probably looking at 25, 30 million a year, probably closer to 30. So that doesn't really make a ton of sense to get rid of Cousins and then pay Baker Mayfield. You could probably get a better way to structure his contract so you can get out of it quicker than you would with Kirk Cousins. But it just doesn't make a ton of sense. And he's got other connections elsewhere, like with the Patriots and some other teams as well. I think if Kirk Cousins leaves, then it's just balls to the wall. The Vikings are going to do whatever they can to get the quarterback that they want in the draft.
Yeah, I think what they would wind up doing is, you know, get a house of cards in free agency, right? Like, sign a guy. That's why Sam Darnold makes sense. People freaked out over that. But I mean, you sign Sam Darnold.
The McCown thing makes it even more possible. The McCown thing makes it even more believable now.
Yeah. Sign Darnold, sign Jimmy Garoppolo, go sign Gardner Minshew or something.
Johnny Manziel, he just said he wants to come back.
Yeah.
He worked with Kevin O'Connell and McCown back in the day.
The Andy Dalton QB1 thing. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Like, they signed him and they're like, QB1. Everybody's like, bullshit.
This like that is bullshit.
That is pretty much what people will say, whoever the Vikings sign in free agency, because everybody will know. I mean, again, if Kirk Cousins walks, these guys have 2 years left on their contract. General managers and head coaches usually don't go into a last year of their contract. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they lose Kirk, they are going to go, as you mentioned it, balls to the wall.
Although, wouldn't drafting a rookie quarterback, at least in the first round, wouldn't they give you like maybe a leeway for another year on your
That's how it used to be, but not anymore.
Right.
Like guys are the Bears drafted Justin Fields. Who was it? Ryan Poles. Who was the guy? His name was Ryan
Pace.
Ryan Pace. John Fox drafted John Fox, and they're like, aha, wait until we get this guy up to speed. And they're like, no, fuck you. You're fired.
Was Matt Nagy there the first year for Fields?
Oh, it might have been Matt Nagy, actually.
I think so.
Yeah, I was jumping.
Ryan Pace was a GM, but yeah.
Yeah.
John Fox was Trubisky. I think it went from Fox to Nagy.
I think they had Trubisky.
And then they went to Nagy.
And then they went to Fields.
Talking about coach.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm trying to combine quarterbacks.
Fox had Trubisky as a rookie, and the next year Nagy had him and kind of got the most out of him that he could. They made the playoffs, and then that fizzled out, and then they got Fields, and then that didn't work, so they fired Nagy, and now they're with Eberflus.
Okay, there you go.
And then they're going to fire Eberflus after they draft Caleb Williams.
And the cycle just
you got to keep it going
over and over and over again. Did you see last combine thing? Did you see his press conference thing? And there was that guy who was like, what does it mean to not compete? And he's like, I had to get my question out there and assert my authority. It's like,
and he put it
no,
out
dude,
there.
You came off like a jackass.
He put it out there on Twitter, like expecting everyone to be like, oh, that was a great question. And everyone just shitting on him because he's an idiot. Don't do that. Like, I think the combine, I don't think you need credentials like a normal football event for the combine. I think almost anyone can go. I might be wrong. I think, what am I thinking of? A Senior Bowl. I'm thinking of the Senior Bowl where you don't really have to get approval. You can go.
You got to practice, but to be on the field, you have to have.
Well, you get approval, but it's like everybody gets approval. It's not strict. As maybe the Super Bowl media day or something like that. With the combine, I think it's a little bit more strict, but a lot of people get approval as well. So it's like, come on. But
even people get in there. Like George Kittle's first question was about The Rock and Cody Rhodes.
Oh, media day. Yeah, that's that's a whole other animal. That's the Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel's there asking people for hugs and everything. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different. But yeah, that question was just very, very cringe. I'm sure that guy thought it was a great question. And you know what? Caleb Williams did a great job answering it because he thought it was just as stupid as everyone else did. So he was like, it's just what we decided to do. So, oh well.
Yeah.
He seems people rag on him a lot. And it seems like he's it's just because he doesn't allow for people to people think they're going to ask him these great questions. And he's just doesn't really bother me. And they're like, oh, really? So they're like, you suck.
Yeah, just wait until they find out Caleb Williams paints his fingernails. Some people will be like, wait a minute, that's not my quarterback right there.
Chicago, Illinois.
I don't give a piss about nothing but the Bears. I don't give a piss.
Chicago's not that big in Illinois. There's a lot of rural Illinois out there.
All right. That might have been copyright infringement. Sorry, fan-sided. But moving on, we're going to hit some random topics here because The Athletic's Alec Lewis printed an article with all the stuff he heard at the combine. So you can check all that out over at The Athletic, but we'll kind of hit the bullet points here. And one of the most interesting things.
I want to say real quick, everybody printed what they heard of the combine article today. I have so much left to read because there's 13 articles. I was like, I heard this.
Almost like the same thing.
Kind of. Yeah. There's some little notes here and there, but you'll probably go over with Alec. But yeah, there was a lot that came out today and I was expecting it, but it was just all at the same time.
Everything everywhere all at once. St. Elmo's was banging. There are big ass steaks. There are shrimp cocktails. Oh, yeah. There are some drinks being poured. God bless the combine.
Mike McCartney was picking up everyone's tab. Good times.
as Kevin O'Connell sitting in the corner, you're not supposed to do that. When I think of Kirk, I like to think of him riding through a field, nothing but a chain on, riding his majestic white horse. He's just got a sword. Beach. And he points it towards the heavens and he's struck by lightning and he's going towards Skull Mountain to go attack Skeletor. And Separate Ways from Journey is just playing in the background as he's going. Okay, I'm going. That's a great question, though. I'll give you a game ball after the show, Adam.
Right.
Vikings are planning on featuring Ty Chandler in 2024, according to Alec Lewis. Said the Vikings released Alexander Mattison because his value did not match his contract. That became official today. He also said Mattison lacked burst, but Ty Chandler flash despite mishaps and pass protection.
Wow.
Then he goes on to say this, the Vikings will feature Ty Chandler prominently in 2024. Minnesota could also use the NFL draft or free agency to add a veteran presence to the room. So, Adam, are you excited for Ty Chandler RB1 season?
I'll say, what's today's date? March
4th? March 4th.
Yeah, let's keep that in mind. With it's going to be RB1 because, you know, I think there was a point in time last year before Dalvin Cook got released where people were like, oh, there's, you know, the Vikings are interested in bringing him back and featuring him as a top running back. So it's like, no, they were never going to do that. So yeah, I'll take this with a grain of salt. I wouldn't be surprised. Ty Chandler played pretty well last year when he was actually given the ball. I'm sure whether he's the starter or not, he's still going to get a bunch of touches and be able to make an impact for the Vikings. So I think his spot on the roster is safe at the very least. I don't know about everyone else, but I think he's in there for sure.
I'm more comfortable with Ty Chandler as an RB1 than Alexander Mattison as RB1 because he does have burst. There are just some edges that really need to be sanded if they're going to do this, like knowing which direction a play goes or pass protection or anything like that. He's a hell of an athlete. He's a hell of an athlete. I will say that.
Perfect.
But like he's got to improve on some things. And they also said, too, they might add a back in free agency. So this is not all you fantasy football people. Don't go trading all your picks for Ty Chandler because it might not work out. You might want to wait and see what happens here.
Yeah, I'd like to see like an Austin Eckler or somebody like that. Devin Singletary back there. I think that those guys would be interesting.
Or, as I've been saying for a while,
Devin Cook.
Isaiah Davis, South Dakota State, go Jags. Oh,
well, yeah.
He ran a 4.59 at the combine.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to be one of the first running backs off the board.
Davis will be a day three, I think. Yeah. Well, and the thing about Davis is, so I'm being careful because when I say day three pick, I'm not going like, oh, yeah, he's not good enough to be like
fourth round, day three.
fifth, sixth, maybe.
Really?
He did well, though,
didn't he?
He would be like a Pacheco type guy to me.
Okay.
Like that's what I think. I think like, you know, he's a guy and like he would be a good comp back. I mean, he's very good. He's a dog, if you want to use that expression. Like he had a big game against Villanova where he kind of took over. And I mean, you know, there's times where like watching in the press box, I said, oh, he's gone and he got caught from behind. But I mean, he's a guy that does have burst. He's got great acceleration. He just doesn't have that long speed to finish, you know, long touchdown runs, but he's still capable of making that. So I don't know. I probably just talked myself in a circle here, but I would be very happy if he got there because he is a guy that can bang in the tackles. Like against Villanova, he had a big run and we asked him, hey, like, you know, why'd you go off in the second half? And he's like, oh yeah, Villanova didn't want to bang. And I'm like,
all right,
let's go. Also, South Dakota State guys at the combine, Mason McCormick tested very well. And Garrett Greenfield, a tackle, had the largest vertical jump for any offensive tackle. And I don't think Greenfield's going to run any fades anytime soon. Well, it's explosiveness.
Yes.
Like it's like broad jump. It's probably like a better determination for offense because you got to have explosiveness. Right. But I mean, you still got to be explosive to like jump up in the air. So I don't know, maybe some trick plays or something.
Careful with those Achilles.
Yes. Yes. Watch the Achilles. Moving on from Ty Chandler, Lewis also said he believes defense will be the Vikings' top priority in free agency. Lewis projects as many as eight different starters on defense next season. The defensive line with Daniil Hunter, DJ Wonnum, Jonathan Bullard, all set to hit the open market. You also have to get an off-ball linebacker with Jordan Hicks being a free agent. The Vikings could use some corners, a free safety. That's all they need. Lewis also says that Hunter could find up to $20 million per season in annual average value in free agency, and that DJ Wonnum could have a robust, like that word, robust market. Even though he got injured, he writes, the Vikings will likely allocate most of their 9 draft picks to this unit. Expect them to pursue experienced free agent options as well, and to spend most of their non-quarterback and non-extension money on these positions. He also mentioned that Brian Flores is spearheading the draft efforts defensively. Should this be the spring of defense for the Vikings?
Yeah, I think so. like I mentioned, I think, like Alec mentioned, I think free agency is probably what they're going to use most of their resources for defense, because this way they don't have to really rely on guys to kind of just not know what they're doing. They can bring in guys who've been in the NFL before, either with or without Brian Flores. You know, they're aware of the speed of the game. They're familiar with, you know, what other offenses run in the NFL. So I think, yeah, using free agency to target defense is probably smart and something that they're probably going to do. And then I'm fine with Brian Flores leading the charge for, you know, drafting guys, because he's got a big scouting background. Before he was even a coach, he was a scout for the Patriots. And he's someone who's done very well in his career in terms of evaluating talent and stuff. I think he probably had a big hand in adding someone like Ivan Pace or Mekhi Blackmon. Like those guys seem like Flores probably had an impact on adding those guys. So if he's going to add players like that, then yeah, I have no problem with him taking the reins and being the lead to find more talent on defense.
You know, the 2022 draft class, and Lewis wrote about this, that really kicked them in the balls when it comes to like having a decent defense. Cause you think about Lewis seen being a bust. I mean, we could throw the towel in on him, right?
Probably. Yeah. I think he might be a cut candidate for training camp.
You feel bad saying it because I know he had that really bad injury, but I mean,
it's really hard to say that he's a bust, because you just don't know, because we haven't been able to see anything. Like, I'm sure the Vikings are more familiar with what he's capable of, but I don't know. I think if Harrison Smith retires, I think that might allow him to maybe step in and have some more playing time, but who knows what they're going to do with that too.
I believe they re-signed Theo Jackson.
They did. You're right. Oh, not a good sign for C.
Yeah.
I think Theo Jackson, I think he was exclusive rights free agent, so he was probably going to re-sign anyways.
So like, you also have Andrew Booth in the second round. You also have Brian Asamoah in the third round. Like, those three picks.
Caleb Evans didn't look too hot last year.
They're not. Yeah. I kind of faded at the end. I think he's a rotational guy, but he's not a guy that, you know, play a key role on the defense, I think.
No, yeah.
You know, I think that this is the fastest way to do it, instead of like hitting on everything. And again, this is why the Vikings are kind of playing hardball with Kirk Cousins, saying, hey, we know you want these guarantees, but we got other areas, we got other needs that we got to fill here. So like, you can't really give you like long-term guaranteed money.
Sorry. So not to a 36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles. Like, people just look at his stats and they're like, oh, well, look at it. He did great. And it's like, yeah, Russell Wilson put up good numbers, and then he went to the Broncos and sucked ass. So like, it's a year-to-year thing, dude.
Like, year to year. The last one from Alec Lewis. Vikings want a new kicker. They have the third lowest field goal percentage over the last two seasons with Greg Joseph, and the fourth worst extra point percentage. He says, expect Minnesota to explore external options. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't even think he needed a report for that. But it's time for Greg
Joseph comforting.
To go. It is. Like, it's just reassurance. Reassurance for sure. They have to. Greg Joseph has just not been good. I know he's hit some clutch kicks or whatever, but he's also missed extra points and missed kicks when they needed him to.
He's been bad. Like, his legs just hasn't been there. So I don't know if he's been hurt.
And there's some good free agents too. Like the kid from Texans is out there. Who I think Nick Folk is out there. And he did pretty well with whatever team he was with last year. It might have been the Jets. Can't remember. But there's some much better. I think pretty much everyone who's a free agent this year kicked better than Greg Joseph did last year. So yeah, it's an easy decision to make. If you want to bring a veteran in and a rookie, I guess, to compete, that's fine too. But like, keeping Greg Joseph isn't going to help. Get him out of here, please. And then, you know, do you switch the punter up too? Because, you know, if you're going to move on from the kicker, you know, maybe you move on from the punter too.
They do like continuity, but at the same time, that
can't get rid of the long snapper. He's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, special teams unit was not
lone great. Pro Bowler.
The lone Pro Bowler. Great bagel shop, apparently. Yep. Lindsey Young wrote about that.
And he's got the same agent as Tommy DeVito.
Now you know. I don't know if his appearance fee is as high as Tommy DeVito's, but got to make that bank while you can. Ask Kirk Cousins. Hey, man, what's going on at the Viking age?
We did a mock. Well, you did a mock draft, and it went up today. And we're doing some recaps of stuff that went on at the combine. I think Nick Edlin wrote something about risers, and he's working on something about fallers from the combine. Then I'm just gonna try tonight and put together pretty much everything that was heard at the combine from all 63 people that wrote about it today. And just kind of put things together and see if I can make one resource for all that, because it's just, there's a lot. Then, you know, free agency begins next, you know, the legal tampering period begins next Monday, 11, I believe, at 4 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah. So when we are podcasting, you know, we could find out about Kirk Cousins, or we might know before then.
Shit could go crazy. Yeah. Next Monday's Viking Age right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel.
That'll be interesting for sure. And then free agency officially begins, what, next Wednesday? At 4 p.m.
It begins Monday.
It does. You're right.
Let's not.
Was it Za'Darius Smith a couple years ago? He was signing with the Ravens during the tampering period, and then checked some of his medicals, and they were like, no thanks. And then he came to the Vikings. So stuff like that can happen. But for the most part, yeah, like we find out about like deals that are going to happen pretty much that first hour. And yeah, like you said, magically, they already have like contract terms and details ready to go. Like as soon as they're able to go, it's like they just know what the other person wants, and everyone agrees. It's weird.
$16.25758 million guaranteed. Yeah,
you know, like per game bonuses all sorted out and injury guarantees. Yeah, it's just everything.
Did you actually want 0.9 or 0.3?
So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. This week's probably just going to be more and more rumors about Kirk Cousins and what the Vikings are going to do, what he's going to do. It's kind of it's weird for the Vikings. I don't think they expected to be in this wait and see position. I thought they were waiting to see Kirk Cousins come back and like into their laps or whatever and come back crawling back to them. And I don't think that's
going
to happen.
They're going to wait and see him sign that on that dotted line, baby. Yeah,
we will see. It's going to be interesting next 7 days for sure.
Well, you can follow Adam at all social media platforms at Adam Patrick NFL. You can follow me as well at The Real Chris Shad. But that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We are in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age Podcast.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.